WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Stephen Sondheim is practically the only contemporary Broadway composer whose musical and literary ambitions go beyond the stock Broadway formulas for success. It's begun to pay off. In 1985, Sondheim won a Pulitzer Prize in drama for his musical Sunday in the Park with George. His latest show, Into the Woods, is one of his biggest hits. Lloyd has a review of the new original cast album, and he's a little worried that Sondheim may be getting somewhat predictable. Here's an excerpt from the recording.
Into the woods, it's time to go. I hate to leave, I have to, though. Into the woods, it's time, and so I must begin my journey. Into the woods and through the trees to where I am expected, ma'am. Into the woods to grandmother's house. Into the woods to grandmother's house.
You're certain of your way?
The way is clear. What lies ahead, for all that I know, she's already dead. But into the woods, into the woods, into the woods, to grandmother's house and home before dark.
Into the Woods, like most of Stephen Sondheim's musicals, has an intriguing premise to match its intriguing title. It takes a handful of familiar fairy tales, some of them rather grim, updates them, and watches what happens when the characters interact. There's Jack, of Bean and Beanstalk fame, a little Red Riding Hood who is surprisingly aroused by the wolf, and the baker's wife is so eager to be, as she says, in Cinderella's shoes that she has an affair with Prince Charming. Sondheim isn't the first composer to give fairy tales a modern slant, but his classy combination of tricky wordplay and musical sophistication sounds like no one but Sondheim. Listen to Jack's mother's description of their old cow.
There are bugs on her dugs. There are flies in her eyes. There's a lump on her rump big enough to be a hump.
But
son, we've no time to sit and dither while her withers wither with her.
Or Prince Charming's facile seduction of the baker's wife.
Life is often so unpleasant. You must know that as a peasant, best to take a moment present as a present for the moment.
I think the deepest source of Sondheim's musical energy is parody. In his very best shows, beginning with A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and including Company, Follies, A Little Night Music, and Pacific Overtures, his music takes off from pre-existing forms. Vaudeville routines, 50s girl trios, Viennese waltzes, he's a veritable Broadway Brahms, even kabuki. Yet in his very imitations, Sondheim is capable of exploring the most moving and complex feelings. As a Noel Coward character once said, extraordinary how potent cheap music is. The problem with Sondheim recently may be that his musical sources aren't cheap enough. Since Sweeney Todd, his ambitiousness has gotten hard to separate from pretentiousness. The more operatic he gets, the further behind he leaves his tight forms, his sharp edge, and his originality. More and more, Sondheim's new shows feel like variations on his own old ones. A nasty duet for two rival lovers in Into the Woods is an awful lot like the one in A Little Night Music. Cinderella is as afraid to make up her mind as Amy in Company. Relationships fall apart for almost exactly the same reasons they fall apart in other Sondheim shows, self-consciousness and self-delusion. What in Follies he called the, God, why don't you love me, oh, you do, I'll see you later, blues. Even the ambiguous endings have begun to seem predictable, calculated, and underlined. Still, Into the Woods is probably Sondheim's best score since Sweeney Todd. The title song is a neat Disney parody. The juicy No One Is Alone is a cross between Rodgers and Hammerstein's You'll Never Walk Alone and Being Alive, the just this side of sentimental conclusion of Company. It may be Sondheim's prettiest ballad since Send in the Clowns.
Someone is on your side.
Our side.
Our side.
Someone else is not.
While we're seeing our side.
Our side.
Maybe we forgot.
They are not alone. No one is alone.
Hard to see the light.
Just don't let it go.
Things will come out right now.
We can make it so.
Someone is on your side. No one is alone.
If the tunes aren't as memorable as they used to be, at least the accompaniments have a new chamber music delicacy. The cast itself is fine, maybe a little anonymous, except for Bernadette Peters, who's terrific as the witch from next door. She helps make The Last Midnight Sondheim's most enjoyably chilling, post-nuclear existentialist waltz in several seasons.
It's the be boom, squish, told a little lie, stole a little gold.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the original cast recording of Into the Woods on RCA Records.
Away from this bunch, and the gloom, and the doom, and the boom.
This is Fresh Air.